guys on this Patriots team, Lou, that could fit in, right? With this bearded look of the Red Sox, maybe like a Rob
Ninkovich. Some guys like the beards.
Who joins us here in studio? That's like a Red Sox beard now. It's not a Rob Ninkovich beard. That's a Red Sox beard you have.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good to see you.
You know, I just like growing a beard out every year. It's something I like to do.
But at least you keep yours kind of neat. No one's pulling on it. The things they got going right now, it's just, you know, out of control.
Every Friday I go to Gus and Donna's and get it lined
up
real
nice.
Yeah, they don't touch the length. They just get it nice and sharp so it looks good on the edges, you know.
Would look nice though if you just kind of grew it out, you know.
It's coming right now.
It's just out of control.
Oh, out of control. You want the out of control.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I like to look clean, you know. It's not just the animalistic look, you know. I don't mind like a nice when I had the suit on in an away game, you know. It's I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. It only takes a week, you know. Look pretty scary anyway.
Well, we were told that I think it's Mike Napoli, the Red Sox, has beard shampoo. Have you gotten to the point where you need actual shampoo for the beard itself?
No, because, you know, I think that, you know, if you get the best hair shampoo, what's wrong with using it on your beard?
I would think that, too. Like, if it's good enough for my head of hair, it's probably good enough for the beard.
Exactly. You know, that's what I thought. Because last year when I had, you know, the long beard in the playoffs, I actually looked into it, and I just realized that it's the same thing. So I'll just use regular shampoo on my face. It works fine.
You can save money that way, too.
Exactly.
And they're doing $1 tickets for people with beards at Fenway on Wednesday.
There you go.
See this? So if you want to go to the Red Sox game, you can get in with that beard for a buck.
Beautiful. You know, I feel like some people might put on fake beards just to try.
Oh, they're going to. They're going to allow that, too.
Oh, they're going to allow that.
It's while supplies last. But if you're, like they say, a 13-year-old girl show up with a fake beard, you get in for a buck if you're there on time.
I like that idea. It's pretty cool.
You guys are now 2-0. You beat the Jets in, did you feel, as a fan, a sloppy game? You know, it was a low-scoring game, an ugly game. Did it feel that way being on the field there Thursday?
No, I actually enjoy winning games like that. You know, for me as a defensive player, it's nice that, 13-10 sounds good to me. You know, it's a win in the NFL, you know. So it's, you know, are there things that we have to work on? Of course, it's, you know, it was the second week in the season, and you always constantly want to improve throughout the year. You know, teams now aren't going to look the same at the end of the year, you know. So right now we just have to continue to improve, and, you know, being 2-0, you know, it's a great feeling. It's better than being 0-2. So, you know, I'm happy to be 2-0. And, you know, it's going to be a continuous improvement throughout the year that we need to, you know, to work on. You know, it's not just going to be like years past where, you know, we're putting up huge numbers. I mean, I don't mind, you know, having defense play and, you know, offense scoring points and then defense doing their job to not let the other team score. You know, I'm fine with that.
You know, two similar quarterbacks, two rookies, two mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So you want to contain both of them in the pocket, and I think you did a great job with that, I think, in both games. But it did seem like you guys got the Geno a little bit more, especially there as the game went on. Was there adjustments, or was it just simply you started to win those one-on-one battles?
No, you know, there's always adjustments throughout the game. But
did you bring more guys, or was it just a different approach later?
Just, you know, I think that as the game went on, we kind of saw what they were doing, and, you know, we could attacked them a little bit differently after we saw kind of like what their formations were and what they were trying to do to us. So, you know, having two mobile quarterbacks is, you know, for a defensive lineman, it's a challenge because you can't just get up the field and rush like a madman, because if he steps up and there's a, you know, a huge 15-yard running lane for him to run into, you know, I don't. When that happens, I don't even want to go to the sideline because I know exactly what Bill's gonna say. You know, so, and I can't even say it right now.
You're probably expletives.
You guys need the button that just would beep 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 beep. So, you know, I for me as a defensive end, and especially guys that can, you know, scramble to the right because they're throwing arm, it's easier for them to throw from that way. You know, I'm being smart out there because I don't want to, you know, let the guy run around and make big plays with his legs, because that's the worst thing when it's 3rd and 15 and everyone's, you know, into it, the whole crowd's into it, and the quarterback scrambles for, you know, 16. That's one of those that you just get really angry. So, you know, the biggest thing for a D lineman in those situations with runners, if anyone watched the game last night, you know, those two guys that were playing last night, that's the same thing. You know, they can scramble around, make plays, run for first downs, you know, And it kind of wears on the defense when they're able to do that.
Does that give you a headache watching those two guys back and forth? Russell Wilson like pump fake a defensive end in midair and then run for 20 yards?
Yeah, see that's the thing. And you can't jump. Don't jump, because when you jump, you're at the mercy of God. You know, you're in the air and he can do whatever he wants to you. So, you know, I think that when you play guys like that, you know, you just have to be really careful where you're going.
I introduced you by calling you Rob Ninkovich. Should I call you Jet Killer? I mean, that's what Bill is sticking by that nickname. He calls you the Jet Killer. Does he call you that behind the scenes or just in the public up there on the podium?
You know, I feel like anytime we play the Jets, I just really like getting after them. It's always a fun game. They're always, you know, talking a little bit too much before the game anyway. So,
was it like that Thursday night? A little chatter before the game?
Well, me personally, I don't listen to anything. I'm just in my own little zone.
Well, you must hear, if you can hear them talking before the game, you can say you don't hear it.
Well, you hear it, but you try not to pay attention to it because really it's kind of silly, you know. Again, it's just one of those things where you're playing the Jets. You've been rivals for years and years and years. And, you know, since I got here, it's always been a tough game where, you know, we know them, they know us. So, you know, it's a great game to watch and a game to play in. So, you know, I just like getting after those guys, and I feel like I'm just going to like getting after everybody this year.
You know, you get the two big guys in the middle, and Tommy Kelly and Big Vince, and usually lined up with Vince. But on the other side of that, when you had Chandler lined up in and Buchanan on the out,
yeah.
I think last year, I think Cunningham actually lined up inside of you a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that change your mindset? Is it like, okay, we're going with speed, we're going to get after these guys?
Yeah, well, you know, when you got four guys that can run on the D line, you know, you just know.
You putting Vince in there? Is it?
Oh yeah, Vince is in there.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, we know he can run.
He can run now. You know, 350 that can run. So, you know, Chandler obviously when he's inside, those guards just start sweating because you know it's not easy for a tackle to block Chandler, and then you put him on a guard that's not used to somebody that can move and you know has those go-go gadget arms from about 5 feet away. So, you know, I think that. You know, that's a thing that we change up. Obviously, you have to have a change up in this league, so you know people don't see that you're just running the same thing over and over again, and you know changing up where guys are at. You know, I've been inside before, so it's I like going inside. It's fun because you know those guys aren't used to going against guys that are so shifty and moving as fast as we are.
When you're lined up inside like that, and you go up against that type of guy, what is? Is it that first yard? Are you trying to get outside of his comfort zone, trying to get away, use your speed, try to get away from him?
Well, really, a lot of the things inside is just setting things up when you're a smaller guy like myself. You know, obviously not 350. You know, when they see Vince, they're like, okay, this is where Vince is. I need to make sure I stop him. You know, when they see a smaller guy, you may be lined up outside and they anticipate you running up the field, and then you just come inside on them real quick, and they can't adjust, you know, as quickly as they would if you were a big, big guy. So, it's all just, you know, showing one thing and making a couple moves and trying to get their hands off you.
When you guys are off like yesterday, no game on a Sunday, do you watch football all day? You mentioned the San Francisco-Seattle game. Were you red zone, yelling at the TV all day?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm pretty relaxed. You know, I don't get too crazy. Sometimes at the end of a game when it's, like, really close, my heart starts going a little bit because I feel like I want to be out there. But, you know, I'm definitely watching. And, you know, I watched that Green Bay game. That was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty good.
Yeah.
So you watched that one more than the Indy-Miami game?
I was flipping back and forth.
I was going to say, because Miami, I figured maybe
yeah.
a division.
I flipped to the Indy game after, you know, I knew that the other game was over with. And, you know, watched some of that just towards the end there to see if Indiana could pull it out.
Bucks this week, is there a benefit from seeing them in the preseason as you prepare for them in the regular season?
I would say a little bit, yeah. I mean, you practice against the guys and you can kind of, you know, their personnel a little bit more than you would if you know, we'd never practice against them and play them in the preseason. We don't see the Bucks often, so, you know, it helps a little bit to know their personnel more now that we played them in the preseason.
He's a Jet Killer, Rob Ninkovich, and he's on the website, Gus and Donna's Barbershop. Your picture's there on the front page. You're aware of this?
Yes, I am.
You got to get me in here. We got to talk.
Groom that beard you got going on? Is that what we're doing?
Well, but they do cuts and everything.
They got great fades.
I got a terrible haircut last time. I have no. My hair is terrible anyway. I got a bad haircut. I got to go see these people.
You got to go to Gus. He's got Gus and Donna's. My man Mike will get you right. Nice fades. Perfect. You know, the guys are great.
All right. Best of luck against Tampa. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.